time. Uncensored. Unstoppable.
We're about to break massive
AlexJonesLive.com.
Massive news in 5 minutes.
Take a stand.
Stay with
us. Share the link.
Share the link now. About to break massive news.
You better believe you got one.
We're going to the other studio. Stay with us.
Continues at AlexJonesLive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, AlexJonesApp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced. Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh, look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch, the communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday global transmission. We're down in the interview studios here at the Alex Jones Network. We've got bigger, newer studios also being built as well, thanks to all your support at thealexjonesstore.com and by following our news site, alexjoneslive.com. You are the power of this transmission. Never forget that. You're not part of it. You are it. So let that sink in. My son, who's been on air with us off and on for 13 years since he was 10 years old, does his own show and his own platform, but the Gray Zone. But he's here with us for the hour. I was talking to him yesterday. He's got some expertise in some areas we're going to get into the last 20 minutes that deals with science that I'm not as up as on as him. He's really into chemistry that we're going to be discussing coming up. But let me just tell you what we have. I had Tina Peters on last hour, and normally with news this big, I would have been mentioning next hour it's coming up, but I was so riveted by that amazing lady, I didn't tell you. We have a bizarre development in Palm Beach, Pete, that I don't think is Jeffrey Epstein, okay? I had a guest on that thinks that, Jesse on Fire. He is a great guy. But the teeth look the same. He looks about 95% the same. He's in Palm Beach. I think he was trolling people. But now he says he's getting a DNA test. And the government got involved and said they're not allowing it because of DNA discrepancies. What? I have official letters. I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder. It looks like some larger psyop. We're going to hit that briefly. Then Nick Fuentes, on Monday, when Tucker Carlson came out and said he's leaving the Republican Party after 30-plus years, Nick said, I think he'll still endorse J.D. Vance. I think this is a fraud. Well, I like Nick, but that's kind of a straw man. They're good friends, Tucker and obviously the vice president. And just because you're done with the Republican Party doesn't mean you don't support certain candidates. I mean, if Tulsi Gabbard, you know, ran as a Democrat, I'd probably vote for her, or RFK Jr. But they've come to the Republican Party. Doesn't mean the Republican Party's perfect. They thought it was better than Democrats. At that time, I agreed, and I still do. So we'll get to that clip of Nick, because it's really a straw man. And, of course, his prediction came true, because obviously I'm going to ask that question. Hey, well, we don't want the neocon in there. We don't want Marco Rubio. So obviously, wouldn't we go for J.D. Vance? He said, of course, you know, I'll be endorsing J.D. Vance unless somebody even better comes along. And he put to bed that he's going to run for president. So that happened. And then we have more. I have hundreds of these videos in Pride Month. But another teacher saying, I secretly brainwashed the kids to become, quote, gay. That's pedophilia, folks, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, elementary, middle students, trying to confuse them, sexualize them early, and then put them into this cult. We're going to get to that. And then the really big news that ties into that cult, federal-sponsored programs through state governments to sterilize mosquitoes, to sterilize trout, mountain fish, stream fish, feminize mammal species, to collapse their populations with very chemicals they're putting in our food and water. They're putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay, make them asexual, make them feminize. Pity the lonely brook trout. How to stop an invasion with one genetic trick. Colorado Sun will be getting to that. There's going to be none of these trout anymore because they've decided to genetically engineer them and release baby fish that are only male, that only produce males. There's 1,000 ways to do this, and they do it with one steroid. It's very inexpensive, one steroid alone. So we're going to be getting into estradiol coming up, and how similar it is to atrazine, with my son, Rex Jones, co-host of The Gray Zone. We'll give you all his websites and I'll follow him on X as well.
Well, but, I mean, really quick to interject there, I remember being, you know, not even 10 years old, being like 7, 8 years old, and watching you talk about these things on the show and getting fascinated with them, and the environmental toxins, the forever chemicals, were the things that initially got me into caring about politics, because I was like, why doesn't the government protect us and, in fact, gives us all these toxic things? So just really crazy. We're talking about the same thing today. Nothing has really been done. I mean, we get RFK Jr. and other types of people that do signaling on it, but then they say the glyphosate is a matter of national security. So,
well, I know how to read studies and reports, interview scientists, but in the last few years you've come on the show, because I know since you were like 15, you were really into chemistry and reading adult chemistry books. I know nothing about the actual technical stuff of it at any advanced level, but I've had scientists and doctors that have heard you on the show, and they go, your son really knows his stuff on chemistry. So that's one of the reasons I brought you in today after we were studying this in the last few days. And we got another story we're going to hit in the last 15 minutes. So stay with us.
Sure.
Stay with us for that. But before we hit all this, I said, bring some stuff you want to cover.
Yes.
Very interesting. Netanyahu's admitted this. So is Secretary of State, that Israel on February 28th struck first, drug us in because we knew our bases would be hit. I don't agree with that, but that's what Trump did. The point is, Israel's in the driver's seat.
Right.
Now Trump says stop trying to be in the driver's seat. There's a real split.
And this is a pattern of behavior, too. That's what's demonstrated there. That's Netanyahu bragging about the June 2025 war last year.
Yes, exactly. So you brought to my attention, Netanyahu just came out in the Times of Israel, a bunch of the publications, and they're battling about who the boss is here, Trump right. or Netanyahu. I never asked Trump for permission to strike Iran last year during Midnight Hammer, so he was going to hit first. And so, and they were shooting missiles at each other. And so then Trump then piggybacked on right. the back of that. And here's Netanyahu. We'll do an overhead shot. Here's Netanyahu bragging about all of this
right.
In everybody's face.
And I believe that's Times of Israel as well. I mean, they're quite open about it and their ability to manipulate our president or various administrations or our Congress to do these things, right? And the thing that I'm tired of hearing is that when we get Ben-Gavir, who comes out there and says, like, burn all of Lebanon and whatnot, when we talk about that, somehow we become, like, bad, hateful people. No, it's hateful to not talk about it, right? It's hateful to not deliver that news. And when another nation takes us to war, not just once, as we saw on February 28th, but twice, perhaps even more times, look back in history, I just think that's unacceptable, don't you?
It's beyond unacceptable. I played a compilation at the end of the show yesterday of 14 minutes recently, when right. and there's even newer clips. We put that compilation together a few months ago, Harrison did, of Netanyahu, of Gorka the gay whale, Sebastian Gorka, all of them saying, if you don't accept Israel going to war, if you criticize Zionism in any way, if you criticize Netanyahu, you are a Nazi, you're an anti-Semite. Right. And it's like this magic word they use that then turns everybody against Israel, who doesn't want to be in a forever war, that doesn't want to go bankrupt because the Strait of Hormuz is closed, that don't want Trump's recovery destroyed, that don't want a foreign government running us. I wouldn't care. I'd be the same as the Chinese or the British. And I don't have to preface myself to Israel. Yeah, there are a lot of people that do hate your guts just because you're Jewish or whatever. I don't like what you're doing because you make terrible decisions, you're trying to run our country, and you're very popular in your own country, and they're hiding behind this, and the PR war is not going well. And everybody knows me. I don't have a hard on for Israel. I cover it when it needs to be covered. But more and more, I harp on it. I cover it constantly because it's in our grill.
Well, I think it's not so much about Israel, and it's more about America, right? Like, why have we spent $10 trillion in the Middle East? For our interest? Clearly not. It's for somebody else. And when we look at it as a resource calculation, I love what Joe Kanas said, right? Declare victory and go home. We don't need these bases.
And that's what Trump's trying to do.
Right.
And notice, he said that 15 days in. Now we're, 120 days in or 119 days in.
He needs to do it.
And Trump's been trying behind the scenes for 2 months. Now he sounds just like Joe Kent and me and Tucker Carlson, but we're still low IQ.
I know, and it took a lot of blood.
Even though we were right.
It took a lot of blood to get there, too. It took a lot, $100 billion, prospectively, you know, another $300 billion. And I hear people from the pro-war side, and there's two distinct camps I would put them in. There is one camp where it's the real MIGA, where that's Mark Levin, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Israel first, right? The other camp, I would call these people, you know, just like Trump loyalists, right? Traditional MAGA loyalists. And they have an obsession with the president that allows them to look past a lot of these things. But you're seeing this mainstream break with the Israel first people, where when Trump and J.D. Vance try to break free of that ideology and try to put a stop to the war, you're seeing them like a slave master crack the whip, and you're seeing people on that kind of like Trump obsessed or like MAGA side, you're seeing them really launch into a fervor to defend the president. And that really shows you that this is not a monolith in America of like kumbaya Christian Zionist. That's not what it's really about. It's about Donald Trump, and it's about Donald Trump making the decision. Yes, we got taken to war. Yes, that's evil and it sucks, but you can save a little bit of it by taking us out now. And I think the people that are Trump loyalists understand that.
Absolutely. In fact, I said this about a month ago when Trump really started to publicly break with Israel. And I predicted, I said, Israel's going to say he's bullying us. He stabs us in the back, which they've all officially done, including Mark Levin.
How ridiculous.
Knowing how pig-headed Trump is, because it's bad when he's not doing what we want, but it's great when other people try to make him do stuff. He now, himself and his surrogate, J.D. Vance, saying, you're lucky you're not in prison. If not for me, everybody hates Israel because of you, Netanyahu. I've lost a lot of respect for you war hawks. You're full of crap. You gave me bad advice. The fact that he is blaming them and off-ramping on them is good. He still made the major mistake, but they're the ones that engineered it, used their lobby to push it. And now the cat turds of the world, I just use him as an emblematic example of whoever's in the administration doing whatever, he takes his loyalty to support it, even when Trump is making major mistakes. And that guy still attacks us because, you know, he's not very highbrow. He just has that taste in his mouth. But the point is, Laura Loomer, Mark Levin, all of them Israel firsters, they misguided Trump. He now admits that. We're vindicated. We're right. We're course correcting now. And they wanted us to just shut up and let the Israel first lobby control it. Ben Shapiro came out today and said, Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens want to run the Republican Party. They're just doing this for power. It is the Daily Wire's mission with billions behind it.
Right.
To control the Republican Party. They were a bunch of never-Trumpers. They're backed by all the money. They're backed by a foreign government. Tucker Carlson doesn't want to run the Republican Party. Candace Owens doesn't want to run the Republican Party. They have ideas and things they stand for, just like I do, that are very similar, that we aren't going to compromise on. We're not trying to be at Mar-a-Lago in tuxedos. I've been invited plenty. I'm not trying to be at the White House. I'm not trying to be in the cool kid club. I got involved in politics to get the Republic back on track. I want to reach the public and educate the public and educate leaders. I'm not trying to get in the political system and serve someone. I'm a leader. I'm a real change agent.
Right.
I'm somebody here to get rid of the globalist. I'm a revolutionary.
Right. Well, I mean, let's look at Trump as an example. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and I said something very disrespectful and cruel about Obama, and you told me not to do that. You said he's still the president. And here's the thing. I've come out against Trump.
Well, I sure broke my rules sometimes.
Here's the thing. Well, it was very nasty what I said. But here's the thing. You have to have respect for the president of the United States, and he is our commander in chief. And the reality is that's not Netanyahu. That's Donald Trump. right? And I may abhor Trump, and I'll never be a Trump supporter again. I consider him to be a war criminal. That being said, when we have another nation terrorizing, potentially blackmailing our president, God knows what's going on. The American people have to make a stand and say, yes, Trump has made mistakes. We may disagree with him or even hate him, but he's our president.
And we don't disengage. A lot of the black pillars who are on the payroll of the globalists, they said if you influence Trump or you even try to be involved in politics, you're a sellout.
Well, it's about America being free. It's that we've been taken over. We're an occupied nation.
We're fighting over who controls.
No, we've been occupied. This is like King George III, but it's Netanyahu. And we got to save the country.
Interest, but Israel is trying to get full control.
Sure.
With the NDAA and definitely has control of foreign policy.
And wants full control of domestic policy to secure their foreign policy. Now,
I have interviewed Green Berets that have told me about what they've seen in Gaza and other places, and it is the most harrowing.
Well, it's on footage, the mowing down men, women, and children.
Well, the thing is that America? Is that us? Do we continue to pay for it? Then no. And Trump needs to come out and say no more paying for death. No more.
Well, Trump has said stop blowing up a whole apartment
and
building.
That's the thing. That was
to get one guy
to see. Absolutely. In Lebanon, that's.
And remember when that leaked to Axios, I said it was Trump leaked. It came out 2 weeks later. It was. And then he made public statements. But and I only single him out as an example. The cat turd said I was a traitor. It wasn't leaked. Trump, you know, should put in prison whoever leaked it. I said, cat turd, lowbrow. It's Trump did it. He later admitted it. And Trump has now publicly said stop blowing up whole apartment buildings to kill one Hamas or Hezbollah. Now, we got to move quick. We're going to run out of time.
Really,
we have
really
the stories.
Quick.
Or we could just do Israel today. Let's just do Israel.
One minute. It's talking about the president. It shows, Donald Trump shows the disrespect that they have for him, the Israelis, that our president wants this MOU signed. And point number one of the MOU mentions Lebanon three separate times.
And they're sabotaging it.
And they're sabotaging it. So I'm just
saying, they've been sabotaging
it. That are traditionally on the MAGA camp, MAGA side, if you care about your president, if you're a true Trump loyalist, you're against this stuff too. You're also anti-war. Wake up to that.
Yeah, but a lot of them are really just Israeli operatives in the 8-front war. And so you're not going to convince. They get checks, dude.
Right.
They get checks.
Right.
Now, some just follow whatever they think Trump wants, and so you've seen them back off. The right. ones that keep putting out, we're traitors, we work for Iran, those are Israeli operatives.
Yeah.
So you think an Israeli operative getting $20,000 a month can listen to you?
I think there's some innocent people out there that have been misguided.
Well, and there's people getting checks.
Sure.
All right, we're going to run out of time on the other news. We keep going here.
10-4.
We got to get a little Israel in. I get it. It's all, ooh, baby, Israel. I'm getting a hard on. UN inquiry finds Israel forces deliberately targeted Palestinian children for murder, committed genocide, and engaged in it, and pedophilia. That's up on AlexJonesLive.com with the UN report. Now, that's all true. They raped them on tape. And they said Amalek genocide. The problem is the UN runs even bigger genocides in African places, so they don't have a place to be doing that. We need the U.S. government to come out and say that. But the U.S. government gave them the weapons, so we're complicit. Starting to get an idea on that, Rex?
Same with the U.K. and France and the EU. I mean, I look at nations that take away the First Amendment rights to their people, and I say, hey, why aren't we sanctioning them? You know, instead of sanctioning Iran or Russia or these other countries, why aren't we taking care of our brothers and sisters in the U.K.?
Right. All right, absolutely. Oh, you mean all this weapons and money hurts America and doesn't help the people? All right, now let's go ahead and move on to the first crazy story. I don't normally get involved in weird stuff like this, but I had a guest on saying he thinks Palm Beach Pete, like a lot of people are saying, is obviously Jeffrey Epstein. That's the whole point of it. And the guy's kind of trolled around and gotten a lot of, you know, clout with it. But now it's getting a little serious. He's like, no, it's not me. I don't think it's him.
Right.
Okay. But he has reached out to us and he said, hey, Real Alex Jones, I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. We do a red shot of that. I would be happy to come on your show and explain this to your followers. So I think he's coming on tomorrow or the next day. Now, this is where it gets really weird. Maybe we can pull the HD of that up. I thought we had a copy of this. But here is a letter that is put out officially here. Boy, it's dark in here. And this is put out by the state of Florida, the FSE, and it is just crazy. What's up, Rex?
Nothing.
No, if you need to talk to
go ahead.
No, I was itching my face. It's
oh,
all
no,
good.
Okay, I thought I was going to talk.
No, you're good.
All right, thanks. I'm not in a very good mood today. Just warning everybody.
10-4.
My fuse is about that long, okay? So continuing here, they are saying that the state doesn't want them to release the DNA test because it's got anomalies and they have problems with it being released. When have you ever in your life heard of a government saying don't release the DNA test?
Because spooky.
Palm Beach Pete says that he's going to release this, and then Rex, the reason I'm frustrated is not you.
I get it. I love you.
I've gotten to glasses point here, and I didn't realize it's so dark
time.
In here. I can't read this. So I actually have a pair, but it's the dark.
Good.
Read that to people on air.
You got it. Dear Mr. Blank, the Division of Elections has been made aware of credible information that raises serious concerns about your eligibility and suitability to continue as a candidate for mayor of Palm Beach in the 2028 election. Recent DNA analysis by Blank and related inquiries have produced results and have generated extraordinary public confusion regarding your candidate identity and background. These findings call into question key aspects of your campaign and directly impact the integrity of the electoral process and public confidence in potential elected officials. The Florida Division of Elections will assume full responsibility for conducting and overseeing all future analysis relating to these findings, rather than relying on independent laboratory results. We may require your participation in additional DNA collection and testing procedures as part of this official review. As state agency responsible, blah, 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 Chapter 105, Florida statutes, we strongly advise that you immediately withdraw your candidacy. Voluntary withdrawal at this stage would allow you to address these matters privately. Is he Jeffrey Epstein? While minimizing disruption to the electoral process. What is going on? They want a written response. What's your take on that?
Well, I was going to start the hour with that. That's why I was chomping at the bit to get here. And it's in the news now. It's confirmed that the State Elections Board came out and said, you need to drop out with what we found here.
Spooky.
And are we in a Twilight Zone episode? I mean, how do you start the segment? The State Board of Elections found out that Palm Beach Pete, that they're saying Jeffrey Epstein was doing a DNA test with a private company. They said, we're taking over. We're not allowing that. They don't have the right to do that. We suggest you drop out to take care of your problems. Right. What the hell is this?
I think you have something for it. It's liberal, liberal, liberal. It's too weird. And all these events are just a little too weird. I don't know. I didn't think he was Epstein, but now.
I mean, did they find out like he's a Martian or something, or he's a dog?
Yeah, he's from Krypton. He's the Down syndrome version of Kal-El, you know?
Well, please get him on the show. He said he would come on yesterday. I mean, what in the world is going on here?
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of macabre, like the whole concept of a guy, you know, laughing at the idea that he looks something like the world's most famous notorious pedophile to ever exist.
He doesn't. He looks like 95%. I mean, you know how many? Why does a hybrid
getting thousands message a day?
Have you ever watched like the Westminster Dog Show? I know you have.
Oh, of course, with you,
we watch it a lot.
Of course. On bended knee.
Now that's your grandmother, but yeah, we'll go over there. Usually, I don't do it anymore. But
no, back in the day, we used to do it when I was little. You can't deny that.
Yeah, we almost always watch the Westminster Dog Show. At least my mom likes to watch it. As we've watched it many times. Have you ever noticed that they always have the black lab, and every year it looks the same, even though it's a different dog?
Sure.
That's what Ashkenazi Jews are extremely inbred, and that's just a fact. And I mean, how many? I mean, if you go to Palm Beach, you'll probably see like 100 dudes look like Jeffrey Epstein today.
Well, now, Palm Beach Pete, his face looks like a skull in the way that Epstein's does not. Epstein kind of looks like Mr. Peanut. So it's kind of like a little bit of a skull shape difference that I see.
Yeah, yeah. The top of the head on Palm Beach Pete's not as big.
Yeah, it's not. He doesn't.
And the teeth are very similar. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure back in the ancestors, back in Poland, that's where the Russian Jews are really Polish Jews. They left Russia about 400 years ago. I mean, I guarantee you they're related, but it's not. It's like, look, that black lab looks like my black lab died 20 years ago. Well, it's a breed.
Is this not full idiocracy? But then you have to say, what's the deal with the DNA test?
I know. Well, I mean, since when does an election commission say, we're taking over your DNA testing, and we suggest you drop out and handle
maybe he's a Nephilim, you know, maybe he's one of the lost peoples or something.
All right, now we got to move quick because I can spend 30 minutes just on making the trout gay.
Sure.
But that's coming up. Folks, I've been hustling a lot, too, here on air, plugging on every hour, which I don't normally do, because we need the funds to pay the bills and finish the studio and be able to get more reporters and more crew, and the products are insane. We've got back in stock this bad boy right here, even better than Turbo Force, ultimate power, energy focus, clarity, with all these super ingredients and incredible energy. Get yours now. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 billion people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect on the globalist do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is a forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who are already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and to take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. And I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the info war on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this, and ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon, and then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I was telling Rex, because we had all the other stories, to get off Israel, because I'm getting paychecks from Netanyahu. That's a joke. And I forgot, because he reminded me, I had these same clips for my show today. I didn't get to it. We only spent like an hour on Israel today of the show. And now we're back to it. Where
you cracked me up,
at the Jewish National or Jewish News Syndicate over the weekend. I mean,
Legion of Doom.
It was like the Legion of Doom, and destroy G4 so you will be eliminated. They got the son of the founder of Hamas saying we got nukes and we're holding the world hostage. You got all these other people saying crazy stuff. We've got those clips coming up.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, you remind me of this. Like, okay, yeah, we got to talk about Israel again. It's
they're
just
like supervillain tier. Like, that's the reason why I bring it up, is you watch the clip and you're like, am I crazy? Did I wake up? Am I having a dream? And you're like, no, this is real life.
Trump will stay in the war and destroy the world economy and not win.
We'll have the boots on the ground. We'll have the order.
We will not tolerate him bullying Israel.
Yeah.
So now Trump is secretly Hitler. But getting to Nick Fuentes, I mentioned this earlier. Nick on Monday after Tucker says he's leaving the Republican Party. Well, that doesn't mean you're not ever going to support a candidate here or there. So that's kind of a straw man. But he did predict that Tucker would come out for Vance. Well, I didn't know he'd done that. I had Tucker on.
Right.
Yes, and I said, well, what about Vance? He's way better on the war, and he's not a neocon like Rubio. Rubio's very well-spoken, but I'm really worried about him. And he said, no, I'm still going to support Vance. And not just Fuentes, but a bunch of the leftist people said, look at the hypocrite, Tucker. Oh, now he's back with Republicans. No, he's not. And just because I've been mad at Trump for over a year and saying he should be 25th Amendmented, next time he says Iran as a culture will cease to exist. They will never return as a people. There'll be one giant glowing crater. Those are statements.
Yes.
I said, if he keeps doing that 25th Amendment, that's genocide talk.
Right.
Now, he backed off of that. The point is that engaging it is a good thing. And look, Fuentes can say he's not going to vote Republican. He's not going to vote Democrat. Sit it out. The Democrats, I still think, are decidedly just as bad. The Republicans are overtly controlled by Israel more than the Democrats. The Democrats, in reality, are as well. I really think you should look at each candidate and know who they are and support America First Republicans and then not support people like Lindsey Graham. What do you think, Rex?
I think it's time to demand more from our political class. I think us on the right, we've traditionally done that. I mean, you look at Trump coming to power in 2016. That was basically a referendum on the Iraq War. Right. So I think in that same spirit now in 2026, we have to come forward and say, who is going to be our champion? Who is going to represent us? More importantly than that, who can we trust? And I think it's about people that have made the hard decisions to do things that are very uncomfortable. I take Joe Kent at that. I take Thomas Massey at that. I take MTG at that. And you know what? I'm harshly critical of Vance, and I do not support him. But him coming out against the war, him being especially being used as the envoy, as the messenger, as the man in negotiations.
And being blamed.
Well, the thing is, like, he's taking enormous political risk by doing that. And I think that's proof in the pudding that he wants that job. You can see Rubio up there, mum. Mum's the word with Rubio. He doesn't move his mouth. He's using his giant ears to detect alien
Ferengi.
Life on other planets, right? You can look at him. He's angry because he wants war. He wants death. He's very upset. You can look at J.D. Vance, whether it's a profit motive or whether it's real, I do think he wants the war.
Well, that's it. The Israel lobby has already said, we're done with Trump and Vance. Our new golden boy is the Ferengi ambassador.
Right, right. And he wants to play dictator in South America, and they'll let him do that.
Yeah, so it's not a lesser two evils. It's survival here. We're going to vote Gavin Newsom. We're going to vote I think Mondami's running for president. No, I'm not voting for Mondami. I'm not voting for Newsom. And people say, oh, well, you're just going to get screwed by the Republicans.
Well,
the Republicans are going to screw me with some lubrication, not with a cactus.
I think what's important to realize is that Trump isn't running in 2028. We're going to have Rubio, Vance.
I agree. We need to move on from Trump.
Yeah,
that's why I think I'm not glad he went sideways, but it's a healthy side effect of going sideways that we can demystify this guy.
Think about how the 2024 Democratic Party was shattered. Think about how their coalition was broken. And think about how they have been able to rebuild somewhat because of the failures of, you know, this administration.
And they've come back pure commie.
Yeah, and we have to demand more because the thing is like, it's really a douchebag behavior to come out to your electorate and say, hey, we didn't do any of the stuff you voted for. We didn't do no new wars, didn't do low inflation, didn't bring American jobs back, didn't do mass deportations. But hey, you still have to vote for us because we're better than the Democrats. Well, if that's true, it shows your coalition is weak. What are we? Are we?
Rex, the political class, the neocon rhinos, they want you to take the ball and go home. We got a 96%, shut down on people coming across the border. We got a lot of internal deportations. Then the riots got so bad that Trump calculated to fully pull back. And so, okay, so I know what Fuentes says, and I get the point. I don't agree with it overall. You let the Democrats win the midterms. Generally, that gives the next Republican a better shot.
Right.
But then Fuentes is saying he's not going to be for Vance. Vance is clearly, out of the Republican field, the only guy that's half decent. Now, I would support RFK Jr. as a Republican or Tulsi Gabbard over Vance.
Well, I think it's the RFK Jr. model. What happened with RFK Jr.? He runs as a Democrat. They're not going to let him win. So he drops out, runs as an independent. And then 1 out of 10 people in the country say, hey, I'm going to vote for RFK Jr. I think we can carry that forward. And in the same way, we had a referendum on the Iraq war in 2016.
Yeah, I think RFK or Tulsi running as a third party will pull from Republicans, not Democrats.
Well, I think they should run as a Republican, of course, and hopefully win as a Republican. But if, you know, somebody, if they're up there and Rubio and Vance are able to play games and keep them from getting that nomination, they should run as independent.
Yeah, sure. Well, all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, third-party candidates act like parliamentary spoilers in our two-party system. Our system has problems, but it's the best system there is compared to the parliamentary manipulations you see everywhere, where groups with 15% approval ratings stay in power through parliamentary coalitions.
I won't argue with
look
that.
At Netanyahu, look at Keir Starmer and Labour, look how they keep AfD out in Germany. I mean, the parliaments are a joke, okay? They were the first system after kings, and then we got our system, and I'm sure something better can come. You know, when somebody explains it to me, that's great. And I'm not disagreeing with you overall.
Sure.
I'm just saying it's easy to say, screw everybody, I'm done, and then just sit there and bitch. They want me off the air because I've always gone in to take over the Republican Party and to put our ideology of 1776 in there, because ideology wins. We just can't oppose the globalists. We have to then have an ideology that that is better than theirs, that sells. You can't just be against a product. You've got to have a product to run against it. You can't just say, I'm against that race car driver, and then not put your own NASCAR in on the... You can't just be playing football and then not have your 11-person team, okay? But let's get to this, since you mentioned it, and finish it with Israel. Tell us about this clip we're about to play.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. This is Melanie Phillips, a British Jewish lady speaking at the Jewish News Syndicate. That's right, clip one. Making some really insane statements. This is just the attitude that people over there have towards us and what we have to fight and what we have to die for.
And this is par for the course.
Yes.
Huckabee prostrates himself, says, I want to live in Israel, not America. America sucks. It went from bad to worse. You had a bunch of people there on stage saying, I'm a goyim, you are superior.
Yes,
I serve you.
I speak as a goy, a mere goy. I speak as a blank, a mere blank. Just sub in like the N-word.
And you are the light of the world, and you are the boss, and you are the Ubermenschen. Let's play that clip of her, and then back to back, former Hamas and Israeli intelligence member, Mossab Hassan, talk about crazy eyes, Yosef threatens to destroy America with secret advanced weapons that Israel has. He threatens Europe. He says, if you guys don't back our war, you are the enemy too. So, and he looks like he's demon-possessed.
Yes.
And this guy is his dad was the founder of Hamas, which Israel created. Oh, and look who he works for. See, this is getting obvious now. October 7th, stand down. Here is this open psychotic. Back to back, here's the clips.
Iran is not strong, but America's many powerful weapons count for absolutely nothing if it won't use them. If America won't commit itself to take the pain involved in fighting for its way of life, then Iran wins. And America won't defend itself properly because it does not understand that when it has an enemy, as in the Iranian regime, that believes God is instructing it to destroy America
so
and the
Israel.
Jews,
ain't that hypocritical?
Any negotiation is viewed by them as weakness and a way to manipulate America into
surrender. They attacked during negotiation twice as well.
To defeat Iran, America needs to end all negotiation and fight through blockades or kinetic war or boots on the ground, wherever necessary.
Israel's existence is not negotiable, and it does not depend on superpowers or the public opinion. And if they keep pushing Israel to the corner, they are the ones who are going to suffer the most. Israel hasn't used everything that it has. And Israel, on a purpose, did not expose the advanced weapons that it has for a very important reason. We don't want the enemy to know what we are having. And now, at this point, we're just playing around. So this is the clear message to those who think that they can annihilate Israel. Behind Israel is existence.
Everybody knows that already, and Israel's expanding. Greater Israel. Rex, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all just a bit creepy, right? You know, we hear these
people. A bit creepy?
Yeah, these people brag about nuclear war, brag about taking us to war. That lady says we got to make a decision. The weapons are there not just to be made, but to be used, of course. The United States, time for the blockade to happen, even though Trump doesn't want that. Time for boots on the
ground. Mark Levin, it's time to do what Trump did in Japan. Use the nukes.
Right. Your Mark Levin impression is pretty good, but mine's better. Hamas and Hezbollah. That's the problem, isn't it, Mr. Producer? You got to get it a little bit lower.
A little bit lower than
Hezbollah.
I don't know anything about the military, but I'll tell you this.
Jones, I'm real
they love Hitler. They love Hamas that Israel founded and doubled the funding. And we stood down for Hamas, and the founder of the Sun runs it. We really run it. Yeah.
Well, the thing is
you like my American flag brooch, Rex?
He spoke at this thing, too.
See how big it is?
Yeah, we got the biggest brooch in town.
He goes, I'm not an Israeli operative. Netanyahu's like, well, we tell you everything to say.
He goes, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the best broadcaster of them all? And it shows him Tucker or you, and he goes, meh.
Not that's Hezbollah. Not it's not I'm not the best broadcaster.
Yeah, you're up there.
No, but he sits there. He sits there and he goes, mirror, mirror on the wall, who has the largest female American flag brooch of them all?
It's you, Mark. You have the brooch. He goes, man.
I have this giant brooch. Normally would be worn by like an 89-year-old lady at the nursing home on July 4th. I'm wearing it. Now, when I'm not in the U.S., I don't wear it. But look, there's an American flag right here. Abraham Lincoln behind me. And
You know, I tune into his YouTube highlights, and he stole our whole style with the intro. He goes, deep within the bowels, the great one is not resting on his laurels. And you're like, dude, Rush Limbaugh called you that like 30 years ago. He hasn't let go of it. It's really crazy, you know? Like, one of my favorite sayings that you had is, like, why don't I give myself a grand title, showing that titles don't mean anything? And he's like, I am the great one. The great one is not resting on his laurels. What, are you the great one because you start all these wars? Like,
he has very low ratings.
Right.
By the way, Ben Shapiro's average video has 5,000 views. He used to have millions. He used to be, you know,
he's
top.
Done.
No, they're about to do $2 billion investment into them, Israel is.
Well, they're lost leaders, and that's what makes us different, right?
For people that don't know exactly, with the news, in the past with propaganda, that it's not supposed to make money. But we're independent. We have to be able to make
right.
money.
And then they come after us and say, you're a grifter, you're whatever. And
what are you doing selling supplements?
You're selling things.
What's Whole Foods doing selling it? Why do you go to a doctor's office? They prescribe them now because they work, Levin. You should try a few.
That's the thing.
Why do you think your penis is smaller than a grub worm?
Here's the thing.
He sells dick pills. You're damn right I do. It works.
He says, you think you're going to change things?
You think that dick pill's going to make your audience happy? Yeah, it's make their wives happy.
Well, he goes,
why are they buying so many dick pills?
I criticize him. It works so well. It's because it's that saying that he had. He goes, you think your little podcast going to change anything, Mr. Producer?
We're not about to let you do anything.
Exactly. That's us. That's business that we do versus their lost leaders. They're propped up. They're controlled. Right?
No, they're not. Okay. I know nothing about Israel as I speak to you from Israel.
He gets hugged and dapped up by Netanyahu like their old hood buddies at the JNS thing as well.
I know. It's sick. Since we mentioned Nick Fuentes, here's Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes, he doesn't talk like this, but now what if he became Mark Levin? We switched their brains. He's like, oh, Alex, I love Alex, and we love you too, Nick, but what are you doing sucking the wiener at J.D. Vance? Well, are you for Rubio? No, you're just done with them all. You're going to get conned by him again? I didn't get conned. I thought Trump did better than I thought the first 6 months. Then I've been on his ass. But, I mean, would a J.D. Vance be better than Rubio? Would he be better than Mondami? Answer my question, Nikki. But let's go ahead and go to Nikki Fuentes. Here it is.
The big news is that Tucker Carlson, in an interview with Alex Jones, clarified that, yes, of course, he will be supporting J.D. Vance in 2028. Big surprise. So we'll talk all about that. We'll get into that as well. Alex Jones is right there with them. And I love Alex, and he's my guy, and he's the number one OG. But it's like, bro, we can't keep falling for it. How do we keep falling for it every year, every cycle? Well, you hear what Trump's been saying lately? Sounds pretty good. Oh, you hear what Trump's been saying? No, he sounds great. I think it's going to be a golden age. No, really, I think it'll actually be different this time. Wait a second, they're bombing Iran? What is going on? I can't believe this turn of events. Wait a second, did you hear what J.D. Vance just said? Sounds pretty good. I think this time it's going to be different. It's really going to be a golden age. Wait, you're telling me that his chief of staff is a Tikva fund fellow and a Jew? And David Sachs is going to be his chief of staff in the White House? Who could have predicted that? It's just so it's so tiresome. Sometimes we just gotta realize we're being played for suckers here. So,
okay. So, in fairness to Nick, I mean, he's not overall completely wrong. Nick did call it a year before the election that he would go to war with Iran. He didn't do it the first time. I thought Trump would do better, but I knew it was a threat, and I said that, and I agreed because I knew the Israel lobby was even stronger this time because the Democrats were gotten so weak. Trump didn't know what he was doing before, kind of went in on his own. Israel back groups kind of came in to give him the lay of the land and be his guide, you know, to Lewis and Clark, and tried to end up becoming the boss. But I wasn't naive about all this. I was concerned the whole time. And I'd been saying, you know, let's get in there and get Trump to course correct and get off of Israel's control. That's not me being reconned by Trump. That's me in there battling to get him back on track. And when we do that, it at least moves the needle some, sometimes completely back. So, Nick, that's a misrepresentation. Now, saying again that I would rather have a J.D. Vance over a Marco Rubio, I mean, because there's no Democrat candidate I would even vote for, I understand your thought process, punish them. I have a different thought process of get what I can get and then lobby more and more and get better candidates in the future. So it's really an overall a straw man. Now, I'm not mad at Nick. I'm not saying he's wrong. I get his perspective, but we're not naive. We're not being suckered again. That's not what's happening here. Now, let's go now to Rex Jones. Rex, I wanted you in here because about 2 years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. You understand all the science. I always butcher all the names. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. But these are the real sleepers that I've not talked enough about because I quite frankly don't understand the nuts and bolts of it. So we've got 7 minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. Methylene blue's structure, you have nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its dye properties. That's why it's used as a medical dye, medical grade, what we have. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. So what that means is it speeds it up through the Krebs cycle to what makes where it makes more energy. And the energy that it makes more efficiently. So you get less waste, product, more energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, you might say, Rex, why is that important? Why do you have to have that breakdown? I'll break it down to you right now. So the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make. Cell apoptosis, having things.
It's about the cells. Yeah, that's what we were made of. Yeah,
exactly. Think about it like this. You have a senescent cell, and it's basically a lot like Mark Levin. All it does, doesn't do anything productive, can't walk a mile, can't do whatever. It just pumps out. It's going to be like, man, Hezbollah. And that's inflammatory cytokines. It's free radicals, oxidative stress, right? So think about Mark Levin, right?
We need to nuke people. Total war, national draft. Get it together, Americans.
Hezbollah. We want less of those cells in our body, and we want more healthy ones. Now, how does that happen? The cell is something called a Hayflick limit. That means it can divide up to 48 cell divisions and then it becomes senescent. How do we reduce the senescent cells? It's by boosting mitochondria and making them healthier, making their DNA stronger. And that's everything in Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Now, I'm going to break it down. Methyl Drive, there's that iconic ad of you, Dad, where you go, the CoQ10, the PQQ. That is what this is. CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and then methylcobalamin, the ultimate vitamin B12 in the bioavailable form. That's all together in Methyl Drive. What does CoQ10 do? CoQ10 aids in the electron transport chain of the mitochondria in the cell, right? So it aids in the same thing that methylene blue helps perfect. Right?
So this is a supercharger.
That's a supercharger 1-2 punch, and the PQQ in there, it aids in what's called mitochondrial biogenesis. What that means is you have the mitochondria that's injured, it'll fuse with a healthy mitochondria, it'll share DNA, it'll heal itself. Then you have a healthy mitochondria, what's it going to do? It's got its own DNA, it's going to split. It's going to reproduce itself. So the ingredients in here support that, the CoQ10, the PQQ, everything available in Methyl Drive alongside the magnesium.
So it's not just that you run out of how many times cells can divide. It's that when they get sick, they just stop dividing, period.
Right. Well, it's about mitochondrial health. It's about protecting your mitochondria. We've got tons of ingredients in there to do that in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant as well, people report this almost universally with the methylene blue. Incredible energy, incredible resilience, incredible endurance. And it allows them to do physical things that they haven't done in quite a long period
of time. an incredible marriage, like the Israeli and U.S. military.
So what I wanted to create with Power Plant, we kind of have the ultimate cellular engine thing in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant, this is kind of the men and women can both take it. It's like a unisex super male vitality, where you have things in here like the cordyceps mushroom that boosts oxygen carrying capacity and ATP, which is also phenomenal for the mitochondria, plus the Rhodiola roja, also known as Viking root or golden root. What Rhodiola roja does is it modulates dopamine, norepinephrine in the brain, makes exercise feel better, subjectively work feel better.
Viking,
as well.
That sounds racist.
Exactly. You want to take it. Don't be racist. But even more so than that, it lowers your cortisol. And when you lower your cortisol, studies have shown that your testosterone increases because they're made from the same hormone, all right, or same building block, which is cholesterol. Of course, that's why ashwagandha is so incredible. You saw that product as well. It takes the fuel source from making cortisol into making testosterone, since they're both hormones. We got zinc in here as well to raise testosterone, help with healthy testosterone, selenium to do the same thing. And then we've got the boron, which is so underrated.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No one ever talks about boron. You can look at all these different male vitality supplements. If you're a wife out there, you want to get something for your husband, get your husband something that's going to increase your husband's free testosterone.
Want a little bit of wiener power? Get the boron.
Ultimate Wiener Power Plant Adaptogen Complex. We got Methyl Drive. These really are made to be taken in tandem with Methylene Blue.
So should we call it Ultimate Wiener?
This is a trifecta. Yeah, this is the Mac Daddy stack. Okay, you want to be a Mac Daddy, you buy Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue. Ladies love me, I'll tell you that.
You're ridiculous.
I love you, Dad. You crack me up. I'm so happy to be here, man. Thank you.
Rex, stop bragging about it. You don't get
anywhere.
I'm
not bragging. My name's Alex Jones. See how close it is?
You don't get anywhere. I'm joking.
I get plenty.
I know. Actually, you still live at the house. I tapped into the surveillance cameras outside.
No, dude. That girl I missed, dude. You were like, she's short. And she's like, ah.
And I was like, what is this goblin I caught you in with the house?
She's beautiful, man.
Anyways.
She's beautiful, bro.
I'm just joking around, Rex.
I love you. Father, son, isn't this cute? Isn't this cute?
Hey, you know where you came from.
That's true. Ding dong.
Anytime he gives me a problem, I say.
At least that strait was open. It wasn't blockaded.
That's right. How do we know you're my son? It might have been the mailman.
It might be the baldness, you know.
Mailman.
I think we look pretty similar.
Mailman.
I don't
mailman.
Think so. I think you're stuck with me.
You got the? Where'd you get the Gorbachev birthmark?
Though? Yeah, it's.
How do we know Mikhail Gorbachev? Mikhail Gorbachev. Yeah, he's a Russian spy. We know he's on the payroll. Rex, getting serious. Okay. We have the Power Plant bundle discounted, Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it. It is incredible.
We got a minute left. You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Combined together, this is like the best deal, best bang for your buck you're going to get when it comes to metabolic health or augmentation that you're going to see online. I'm really impressed with this, and I'm thankful Bigly let me develop these products. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
And we need funds to expand, folks. We don't have extra money around here. These are great products. And today's the last day to get one bottle of Methylene Blue. Get a free one right now. Part of the summer super kickoff sale. Tomorrow starts with another one of the items. Buy one, get one free. But our best-selling Methylene Blue, buy one, get one free today. Now, Harrison Smith never gets sick. He had to go off air yesterday. He started projectile vomiting, but he's better now. And he's about to take over in the war room right now, 3 p.m. Central. Be sure to. It took him 2 years to do it. When Bigly came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Auctions Network, and then the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent them the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, 3 or 4 that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest-rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better, and I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years, they did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. there is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you. So your word of mouth for the show, alexjoneslive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, alexjonesapp.com. Following us on X at Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it so we have a relationship with you.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.